fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Dan Reed, the 14-year-old nephew of the Lone Ranger, was a guest in the sprawling valley ranch of Hank Fresno. The grizzled old rancher and the boy sat on the wide porch as dusk purpled the valley.
Gypsies are downright curious people, Danner. They just seem to wander here and there, never settling down, never working, but always looking well fed.
That one that's in the house sure looked well fed.
Yep. His looks didn't back his story.
Said he was half starved.
Well, whether he's hungry or not, he's getting fed. It don't do to turn anyone away when they come asking for food.
He won't be hungry when he leaves. Mrs. Fresno's a mighty fine cook.
They don't come no better, Dano, no siree. Looks to me like you put on some weight in the 3 days you've been here.
It sure is fine of you to put me up till my friends come back.
Fine of me? Thunderation, Daniel, you've done work enough to fix it so's I'm obliging to you. You said your friends were lawmen, didn't you?
No, not exactly, Mr. Fresno.
But I thought that's
well,
what you said.
They're trying to locate Bill Bunker.
And he's a crook?
A mighty slick one. We heard that he was somewhere near Spook Valley, so we came here. One of my friends said that Bunker was up to something, and he wanted to find out what it was.
Mm-hmm, I see.
How'd this place get to be called Spook Valley? Is it supposed to be haunted or something?
Oh, that goes way back to the time of the drum of Weopa.
What's that?
Weopa is a Sioux Indian word for darkness. Story of the drum is an old legend, eh? And goes back before my time.
Oh, gracias, thank you. Thank you again, senora.
Forget it.
Well, traveler, did you get enough to eat?
Oh, si, senor. You are most kind. Perhaps I can return the kindness.
Yeah, sure thing. Maybe you can someday.
I mean now.
Yeah?
We don't want a fortune told. All we say don't help none to worry about things that might never happen.
But, senora, it's well to be warned of things that are to happen. I speak with the voice of the truth.
Golly, he sounds serious.
Beware, senor. Beware the drum of Weopa.
Oh. You heard about that old legend?
Senor, the drum of Weopa is to sound again in the valley.
Now, where'd you get that notion?
It will signal disaster, as in the past.
Stuff of nonsense. You'll get Dan Reed bug-eyed with such hoodoo talk.
I speak the truth, senora. Be warned. Adios.
Golly, he seems to know what he's talking about.
Oh, forget it now. Me and Kate have lived in this valley for the past 30 years. Never heard anything but cattle and hoofbeats.
What about the drum of Weopa?
Go ahead and tell the lad, Hank. Chances are he won't rest till he hears the story.
Well, as the story goes, there was a time when the Indians, the Sioux Indians, lived in this valley. They got run out by the Dakotas. A lot of them got killed off.
Oh.
Then after the Dakotas got settled here, there was no end of trouble. First, it was a plague that wiped out a lot of them. Then there was a flood, and more of them got killed off. Next, from out of nowhere, came a mess of locusts.
I've heard about the locusts.
They came and went inside of 24 hours. But in that time, they just ate everything there was. A famine hit the Dakotas.
Oh, that part is true, Dan. Oh, but the part about the drum.
What about the drum?
Well, it's said that a drum started beating in the night just before every one of them disasters hit the Dakotas.
Oh.
I don't believe it. Never did, never will. Well,
couldn't they account for the drums?
That's your point, Daniel. None of the Dakotas could locate the sound. It seemed to come from all sides at once. They sent scouts out and found nothing at all.
Golly.
When they couldn't figure any way to account for the drum, they finally blamed it on the spirits of the dead Sioux. They said it was angry spirits giving warning that revenge was about to come.
And that's all there is to the story. It was handed down from those early redskins to the trappers that came out this way.
I wonder why that gypsy mentioned the drum.
I wonder why he came here asking for food. That critter wasn't hungry.
Well, chances are he thought he might be left alone in the house, so as he could lay his hands on something laying around loose.
Well, I must get back to the dishes. Sakes alive, it's dark already and my housework not finished.
I'll help you with the dishes, Mrs. Fresno.
Not on your life, Dan'l. You worked enough for one day.
Kate never wants anyone
Hank,
away when she...
Be still a minute.
Huh?
Listen. You hear something?
Oh, I hear it. It's
well,
like...
Wait, Dan'l. Let me listen. Doggone, it's like a drum.
It is a drum, an Indian drum.
I never heard anything like it.
Oh, I have. I've heard Indian drums before.
That gypsy told us we'd hear the drum of Weopa. I wonder.
Hank, I can't believe it. I don't take no stock in such talk.
Kate, what do you think it could be? Seems to be coming from across the valley.
I thought it was coming from this side of the valley.
You're both wrong. It's coming from the north. I guess it's... Dead, ratted, or hand. You can't tell where the sound comes from. Seems to be bouncing off every one of the hills.
That's what you said about the drum of Weopa.
Well, if that's what it is, then it means that there'll be something happen. There'll be a disaster here in the valley.
Throbbing drum beats carried through the night to the Lone Ranger and Tonto. These friends of Dan Reed drew up their horses to listen.
Ho, ho, Silver, ho.
Ho, Scott, ho, fella.
Steady, big fella.
Ho, fella.
Is that a signal drum, Tonto?
Oh, me not think so. If not like any Indian drum me know.
Seems to be over there in Spook Valley.
Ah. That same place where Indian hear drum of Weopa many year ago.
You mean that old legend? Do you know of anyone who actually heard the drum of Weopa?
No. Me not know anyone.
Let's get over to the valley and try to locate the source.
And that's good.
Get him up, son.
Silver!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto momentarily forgot their search for the man called Bunker. They dashed into Spook Valley in the hope of learning about the strange drum beats.
Oh, Silver! Oh, fella!
Steady. Hard to locate that sound, Tonto. Sometimes it comes from one direction, sometimes from another.
Ah, now it comes from that way.
Seems to. It's because of the hills. The sound echoes from the hills on all sides.
That right. Echo plenty time.
That's what baffled the Indians. They thought it came from all directions.
Drum louder than before.
We've been traveling toward the Talbot Ranch.
That's not where Dan waits.
No, Dan's at Hank Fresno's ranch on the opposite side of the valley.
Ah.
We'll push on in the same direction. I'd like to find the source of that drum.
What kind of Silver?
I don't know. Easy. Easy, fella. Whoa.
Hank, plenty scared.
Steady there, boy. What's the matter with you? Easy, Silver. Steady, Silver. Steady, big fella. Wait a minute. Fire now. Hello. I smell smoke.
That's right.
Maybe that's why Silver acted up.
Wind come from that direction.
Look over there. Fire.
Ah, me see it.
The Talbot Ranch. Come on, Tonto.
Get him up. Come, Silver.
racing toward the flames that burst through the roof of Randy Talbot's ranch house, the Lone Ranger and Tonto came upon a scene of wild confusion. Talbot and his men fought valiantly to keep the fire from spreading to the other buildings.
Talbot, is everyone out of that house?
Yeah.
Steady, Silver. We'll help carry water to the barn. How did the fire start?
I don't know. Chances are it's a curse of the Weopa. I knew something would happen when I heard that drum.
Come on, Tonto.
Hey, wait.
Yes?
The mask.
The mask won't interfere with fighting fire.
Early evening of the following day found Randy Talbot in the nearby town of High Point. Hank Fresnel was also in town, and he had taken Dan Reed with him. The two found Talbot seated on the hotel porch.
You see, Talbot, Dan's partner is looking for a critter named Bill Bunker. Meanwhile, Dan's staying with me.
I see.
I'm sorry about your house, Mr. Talbot.
Well, that's the way it goes. How are you doing in town, Hank?
Well, it may sound loco to you, Talbot, but after me and Dan got the chores finished, we came here to see if anyone else heard what we heard last night.
You heard something, too? Was it a drum?
Yes.
You heard it?
I sure did. What's more, I was warned about it.
Well, so was I. The gypsy came and said we'd hear the drum of Weopa.
He told me the same thing. Doggone. I wonder if he went to Dave Larrabee's ranch, too.
Oh, look. What's going on across the street?
Uh-huh. Looks like Sheriff Curley has a newcomer in tow.
Yeah, the train got in a few minutes ago. Sheriff probably met it as usual.
Does he always meet the train?
Yep. You see, Daniel, if a stranger gets off the train, the sheriff takes him to his office to meet the other lawman. They all size the critter up.
Ah, it's a lanky gent. Looks like a school teacher.
Deputy lawmen are inside my office waiting. Boys, this is Professor Pipperall. Professor, these are deputies Collins, Loomis, Randall, and Newton. There's four more that ain't here.
How do you do, gentlemen? I declare, all towns this well equipped with lawmen?
We don't like train robbers, Professor. So we got a law that can deal with them.
I'll explain things to the Professor, Jay. See, Professor, this town's at the top of a long hill. Trains from both ways have to slow to walking speed to get up the hill.
I see.
Now, sometimes there's gold on the train. It's tempting to train robbers. Being as the trains go slow, this is a likely place for them to make the play.
A few tried it. They're planted in Boot Hill. What's your business here, Professor?
Sir, if you mean...
Oh, don't mind Jake Newton. He suspects everyone.
My business is writing. I'm doing a book on folklore. And I came here to investigate the legend of Weopaw's drum. Have you men heard about it?
Well, that drum was heard last night over in Spook Valley.
It's the first time anyone heard it.
There's supposed to be a disaster, according
well,
to...
Well, there was. Talbot's ranch burned down.
Hey, Talbot is right here in town. You can talk to him.
He's on the hotel porch, Sheriff. If you're through with the professor, I'll take him over there.
Go ahead, Jake. I'm satisfied this gent's no train robber.
Come on, Professor.
Just a minute, Jake. How'd they do?
Fine. Bill Bunker himself couldn't have done a better job of acting.
Where is Bill Bunker?
He's over in the valley, getting things ready for tonight.
Who's that?
Looks like a ranch hand from the valley. Maybe he's got some news for us.
Ho, 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 now.
Hey, you! What's up?
Hey, Dave, jump around.
It's the drum!
Hey, what's that you say? The drum?
Yeah, it's the drum. Weopa's drum. It started again. There'll be more trouble in the valley tonight.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. continue our story. There was a great stir in the town of High Point when a ranch hand brought word that Weopa's drum was sounding in the night. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in camp when they heard the ominous rhythm.
You hear that, Kemosabe?
Drum, Tonto.
Same like last night.
Yes, just as hard to locate.
Trouble come again tonight.
There are just three ranches in this valley, Tonto. Talbot had a fire last night.
Maybe tonight. Trouble go where Dan stay.
Hank Fresno's?
Maybe there. Maybe other ranch.
Come on, we'll saddle up, Tonto. Steady there, Silver. We may travel in a few minutes.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella there. Steady. Where we go?
All right, between the Fresno and the Larrabee ranches. We'll get ready to move and wait to see what happens. Easy, fella. Steady.
You think maybe fella we hunt have something to do with Weopa drum?
Bill Bunker?
Maybe him beat drum.
Well, someone's beating it. Nothing supernatural about it. We know Bill Bunker's in this valley. We found the remains of over a dozen of those thin cigars he smokes.
And that right.
We also know that Bunker's a smart crook, Easy Silver. He's always made his plans so carefully that the law's been helpless. Steady there, Silver. Easy. I wonder how Bunker could benefit by setting fire to a ranch or imitating the drum of Weopa.
Drum stop?
Yes. Didn't keep going as long as it did last night. Scout ready?
Him ready.
Keep a sharp watch, Tonto. If you see anything that looks...
Over that way.
That's where Larrabee lives.
It looked like fire. Come now. There, come again.
I saw it.
It is fire.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Dave Larrabee's house burned furiously just as Talbot had on the preceding night. The house was doomed. The ranch hands worked frantically to save the other buildings. These men had help. A score or more of men from High Point arrived to join the fight.
Forward! Keep those buckets! Get any more sparks?
Give me a hand. I'll get on the roof.
Stand back, men! Watch out for sparks! The roof of the house is going!
Standing around looking at the smoldering remains?
Yeah, I can't figure it out. How'd that gypsy know?
Was he here, Dave?
Sure. Came to the house last night and told me that the drum of Weopa would sound again.
Told me the same thing.
Me too. By thunder, I'd like to lay hands on him and find out how he knew so much.
Golly, if the drum should sound again tonight, it might mean... Oh,
I'm sorry, Mr. Frenson.
That's all right, Dano. Guess we all been thinking the same thing. If anything happens tomorrow night, it'll be my turn.
Hey, Hank, look who's coming.
Huh?
Well, it's that fat gypsy.
Yeah, so it is.
Why, he's the one that came and warned me.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa, Santano.
Hey there. We want to talk to you.
Si, senor.
How'd you know this was to happen?
How'd you know we'd hear that drum?
Ah, senor, to some of us is given strange powers to know things that are to come in the future.
Did you know the two houses were burned down?
No, senor. He's an evil one who plots against you. He's one who tried to frighten you.
Oh, who the Sam Hill could that be?
Hey, maybe it was that,
Oh,
that
no!
Mask, man.
No, it wasn't him. I mean, why do you say that?
Amigos, tomorrow there will be more trouble, but it can be avoided.
Any more trouble will mean me.
You say it can be avoided.
Si, senor.
How?
You must search until you find the one who beats the drum. Then you will find the one who makes the fire.
Why'd anyone set fire to my house?
Yeah, or mine.
What could anyone gain by it?
That I don't know, senor.
You say we got to search. You got any idea where we should look?
Here, senor, in the valley.
But the valley's a big place. Great day. Take a dozen men working from dawn to dusk a month to search the whole valley.
Sorry, senor. I can tell you no more.
By Juniper, we'll see about that,
senor.
Tell me, what else you know?
I know nothing more. Senor, I swear it.
Let him go, Hank.
Si, senor.
All right. But if my house burns down because you held out on me, I'll gun you.
I can tell no more. Adios, senor.
That night, the Lone Ranger came to the open window of Dan's room in the Fresno house. He told Dan how he and Tonto had been close to the scene of Talbot's fire.
Well, we saw the gypsy, Dan. He proved to be the man we've been hunting.
Bunker?
Yes, Dan. But we couldn't hear what he said to Talbot.
Well, he said that someone was making a lot of trouble, and that there'd be more trouble tomorrow night. He said to get a lot of men together to search for the one who pounds that Indian drum.
I see. Well, that's curious.
Why?
Because we followed Bunker in his gypsy disguise. He went to a cave, and there he burned a big Indian drum.
He did? Well, then why did he suggest a search of the valley?
Yeah, I wonder.
Mr. Fresno's going to get everyone from town to search the valley tomorrow.
We let him go ahead with the search. Maybe we can learn what Bunker's up to.
Hank Fresno rode into town soon after daybreak and told Sheriff Curley what he had learned. The sheriff acted quickly. He hammered on a wagon rim suspended by a rope. The metallic clang rang through the town. It was recognized as an emergency signal. Townsmen came on the run from all directions.
Here, what's up? What's the excitement? Hey, Sheriff, what's going on?
Hey, boys, now spread the word. Get your horses and get back here for a manhunt. I want everyone ready in 15 minutes.
Gosh, Curly, you sure get action.
Wait here, Hank. I'll get my deputies together. Hey, Newton, we got... What's the matter with you?
Sheriff, I got awful pains in my stomach.
Well, been eating too much?
I don't know.
We got to scour Spook Valley. There's someone in hiding over there. It's a critter that fired Larrabee's house last night and Talbot's the night before.
You'll have to count me out this trip, Sheriff. I can hardly stand up, let alone ride a horse.
Then sprawl in the cart over there. You can stay and watch the office.
I'll do that, Sheriff.
I'll see you later.
A few minutes later, the sheriff and nearly every able-bodied man in town rode towards Spook Valley. The deputy, Jake Newton, stood at the window and watched the horsemen leave. His pains seemed to have disappeared.
All right to come in, Jake?
Oh, sure thing, Professor. Come on.
I used the back door.
Things are working slick. Town's just about empty.
Booker did his work well. Has he showed up?
There he comes now. Must have been in the hotel.
Fat as ever, hmm?
He may be fat, but he sure gets around.
Hi, boys.
Booker, it's good to see you again.
Well, a good old professor. Leaner than ever. Has Jake told you what I've been doing?
I told him.
I've got to hand it to you, Bunker. You've certainly taken them in from this town.
Applied psychology, Professor. Of course, it took a lot of work, and it was risky to set fire to those houses. But I'll wager all I've got, or ever will have, that we'll have this town to ourselves when the train comes in.
And this is the place where the train can never be robbed, eh?
And it couldn't if you didn't have one of your gang working with the sheriff.
Relax, Jake. You'll be well taken care of.
Now, don't forget you've got to beat me up a little just so as it'll look like I put up a fight.
Count on it, my lad. Then it will be up to you to give Sheriff Curley a false description of the robbers.
I can do that all right.
Gentlemen, we have all day to wait. How about a game of cards between now and train time?
Fine. Good idea.
In Spook Valley, the sheriff directed the manhunt. Riders went in all directions, crossing and crisscrossing the valley, searching everywhere without success. Dusk found the search still going on. Then darkness gathered, and the horsemen had to give up. Tired men and their horses gathered on the grassy plot in front of Hank Fresno's house.
Well, Hank, we did the best we could. We searched everywhere.
I'm sure grateful to all you men. Even if you didn't find that drum-beating critter.
Well, I wonder if we'll hear the drum again tonight.
Dan'll had a good suggestion. Tell the sheriff, Dan'll.
Well, I just thought if the men would stick around here for a while...
That's just what we aim to do, son. If anyone makes a play to set fire to Hank's house, we'll be on hand to grab him. I even put guards out on all sides of the house.
There's someone coming that way, Sheriff.
Yeah, riding hard.
It's Larrabee.
Hey, boys. That masked man is coming here.
What?
That's the one that showed up at my fire.
Here and mine. Maybe he's the one that started the fire. The masked man, huh? By thunder, no masked man can get by me without answering a few questions.
There he comes. And there's others with him.
That one's a redskin. Hey, he's got one of my deputies. That's Jake Newton.
And the professor.
Well, who's that fat man?
Hold over.
Get your hands up. Ice him right away.
Hold it, Sheriff. These are the men you want. These three are train robbers.
Don't believe him.
alive.
Get the frame up. That man's my deputy. He wouldn't...
Bill Bunker and that fake professor.
Steady, Silver.
Here, look in Bunker's saddlebag.
Now, wait. Sheriff, listen to me.
You're a gypsy clothes. This is the man that fired two houses. The one who's posed as a gypsy. Look at these clothes.
He put them there, I tell you. He put them there to frame me.
Put them on, Bunker, and see if you don't fit them.
But why'd he tell those yarns? Why'd he fire the house?
Just to get all of you men here and leave the town empty.
By Thunder, Newton, if you've joined up with Crooks, I'll...
The train is waiting in High Point, Sheriff. Ask the trainmen. They helped tie these three. They'll tell you who held guns on them. Won't they, Professor?
The pitcher went too often to the well.
What's that?
The game is up, Sheriff. The masked man is right.
You are squealing.
Shut up, Bunker. We can't squirm out of this.
Newton, what have you got to say?
What is there to say? It is Bunker's idea, and it was a good one.
Not good enough. Sheriff, Bunker's wanted in Draper County. Take him there, and you'll get rewards enough to rebuild the houses he burned.
No, no, wait. I admit doing everything. I'll pay for the damage. You can jail me here, but don't send me to Draper County. If I go there, they'll hang me.
Now, hold it, boys. Just a minute. Look here, mister. How about you taking the reward? You captured these crooks.
The money will do more good if it's used to build a home. But thanks for the thought, Sheriff.
City, big fella. One silver.
And I'll be hanged. Who is that masked man that won't take cash money? Dan, you said your friend was looking for Bunker. Did you mean that masked man?
Yes, I did. He's the one you didn't believe in.
The one I what?
You said you didn't believe the stories about Weopa's drum. You didn't believe the stories about the Lone Ranger.
Oh. The Lone Ranger? Great day. Well, I've sure changed my mind about the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.